This is a letter indicating a follow-up readmission note on the patient McCall, MCCALL, Veronica, VERONICA. Date of birth 4/11/1969. Place, Future Care Sandtown. Patient was admitted to the Future Care Sandtown because of recent acute and chronic respiratory failure due to obstructive lung disease. Patient was hospitalized, and after stabilization and management, she was admitted here. While in the nursing rehab, patient was reported to have difficulty speaking yesterday. Patient was seen by me and also because of speech impairment along with NP. Patient was seen by me on the tele visit, and the decision was made that we can send her out because of possibility of TIA. Patient was sent to the hospital, St. Agnes Hospital. She went there. They did a CT scan of the head. CT scan did not show any acute pathology. And after stabilization, patient was sent back to the facility again. Today, when I saw the patient, denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, but she's very anxious and nervous. And I have explained to the patient a detailed emergency room finding in St. Hospital. And after a discussion, I discussed with the patient that we'll plan our patient MRI. At present, no headache, no dizziness, no wheezing, no cough, no congestion. Reverse system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital, urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Physical patient is awake, alert, oriented, M3, able to communicate and without any difficulty. Blood pressure is 122/74, pulse 74, temperature 95.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse 96%. Head, edema, cholecystitis, and enteric, no ear discharge, throat clear, neck supple, chest, not tender, lungs, diminished pressure from the bases, no wheezing, heart, SNS2, abdomen is soft, non tender, from past extremities, and no edema, there's no calf, tenderness, and neuro, she's awake, alert, and M3. Assessment, patient has been admitted to the subacute rehab with the deconditioning, recent acute and chronic respiratory failure, next line. Symptoms of speech impairment two days ago at the facility was reevaluated in St. Agnes Hospital, where she was sent back after CT of the head was done, was unremarkable. And we have advised outpatient CT of the, as outpatient MRI of the brain has been ordered. In the meantime, we have scheduled MRI of the brain, also neurology follow-up will be obtained. All the medication I have reviewed, the patient is taking, and that will be continued. I have discussed with the patient regarding chronic smoking cessation, and she agreed to quit, but slowly, but not right away. I have reviewed the patient medication. She's on Ozempic, 1 mg subcutaneous every Friday, Stilaprom 20 mg daily, Metoprolol XL, 50 mg daily, Tylenol 650 Q6R, and Gabapentin 600 mg. She takes 2 tablets 3 times a day, colchicine 0.6 mg daily, DNF treatment every 6 hours as needed, Jardiance 10 mg daily, Incruza Lipta, inhalation, 1 inhalation daily, ProAir inhaler, 2 puff Q4 hour PRN, Metformin 1000 mg BID, aspirin 81 mg. Patient is taking aspirin daily, melatonin 3 mg tablet daily, topramat 100 mg twice a day, oxycodone 5 mg Q4 hour PRN, for chronic pain, Lipitor 80 mg daily, baclofen 10 mg TID for muscle spasm, and the Lantus insulin 35 units subcutaneous daily. Lasix 40 mg twice a day, Pepcid 40 mg daily, Sanopril 10 mg daily, Montelukast 10 mg daily, Spironolactone 50 mg daily, saline scale coverage with Humalog. She also had a big discuss 500/51 per BID, Sanacart, a constipation daily, Miralax 17 gram daily. All the medication reviewed. And Kaplan discussed the nursing staff also. Thank you.